We can make music. You better believe it. And when there's no more music, there's silence. Hello, Simon. Hello, Garfunkel.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seat while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the town of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone.
Garfunkel and the Sounds of Silence had their first big hit on WMCA. We're playing all the big hits of the 60s for you all weekend long, so stay tuned. You'll hear them all. Got the New Seekers after the news, and look what they've done to my song, Ma. Dawn will be here, Glenn Campbell, the Delphonics, and more as we head down the home stretch of the Ed Bear Fair. 64 degrees under sunny skies. It's exactly 9:30. This is WMCA New York, and Michael O'Neill has the news.
Cairo Radio broadcast a report this morning saying that Jordan's King Hussein had agreed to announce a ceasefire in his war-torn country. But the Jordanian military government issued an ultimatum a short time later to the Palestinian guerrillas, telling them either to surrender or face firing squads to be shot as mutineers. Egypt warned the United States this morning not to intervene in the Jordanian crisis, saying this country would face grave consequences if it did. Still, there's no word on when an Allegheny airliner hijacked this morning to Cuba will return to this country. In sports, the Mets lost to the Pirates 3-2 and dropped into third place in the National League East. The Yankees shut out the Detroit Tigers 5-0. The Giants begin their regular football season tonight against the Chicago Bears at the stadium. The weather's sunny today, the high near 80, tonight clear, low around 60. Current readings, humidity 78%, New York temperature 64 degrees. This is Michael O'Neill. Now more music first, and again, here's Ed Bear.
Don't look now, Ma.
Look what they've done to my star, Ma. Look what they've done to my soul. Well, it's the only thing that I could do half right. Turning out all wrong, Ma. Look what they've done to my soul.
Look what they've done to my song, Ma. The new Seekers on WMCA, and from 1967, here are the old Seekers. Girl, Seekers, the old Seekers from 67, as we do the best of the 60s all weekend on WMCA. 23 before 10 now with Ed Baer. Reminder that Dialogue Radio 57 starts Monday here at WMCA. It's a new kind of radio, radio that listens to you. So join them on Monday. This is Dawn with Candida.
The stars won't come out. If they know that you're about, 'cause they couldn't match the glow of your eyes. And oh, who am I? Just an ordinary guy, trying hard to win me.
Candida with Dawn. 20 before 10 now at WMCA, the Ed Baer Affair on a Saturday morning, September the 19th. We'll have the news on the hour, and then just 25 minutes from now, the Johnny Michaels Show.
Hi, I'm Jack Spector, a former all-schoolyard stickball player, and I'd like to hear your opinions in all sports. I'll have some opinions, too, and guests on Sports Call beginning Monday at 6 p.m.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself, I can't deceive. I know it's only make believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you'll care. My hopes, my dreams come true. Prayer will be
20 favorite. It's only make-believe. It's 18 before 10 o'clock on WMCA. Sunny today is the forecast. The high near 80 and more of the same coming up tomorrow. A real great weekend. 64 degrees and clear, dear. This is our long shot at WMCA this week. And it will be a big hit. The Delphonics. And when you get right down to it, you'll know it.
When you get right down to it.
Get right down to it. Just a matter of peaks and valleys.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. A pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
Deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single sigh, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet.
a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life from 66, 67, huh? As we do the best of the 60s on WMCA all weekend long. It's 11 before 10 with Ed Baer, and time to ask Dr. Brothers. Psychologist Dr. Joyce Brothers answers one of your questions.
The young woman writes, "Dear Dr. Brothers, I dropped out of college 5 years ago to get married. I'm divorced now, and I want to go back to get my degree. The problem is I'm not sure what I want to study, and wonder if I'll just be wasting my time unless I'm sure what I want to be. I'll have an answer for you right after this message."
The American Heart Association wants you to stop smoking. Need anyone else to give you that advice? Tony Curtis stopped. Even Joan of Arc stopped smoking. Now again, Dr. Joyce Brothers.
While many males go through an identity crisis, a time in which they consider possible occupational roles and examine their interests and abilities, women often skip such a period of self-reflection. Our culture stressed the view that woman's occupation outside the home is only secondary to her roles as wife and mother, while for a man, marriage and parenthood are considered incidental to his primary career goals. In other words, don't feel that the uncertainty and confusion you now feel should be quickly resolved. In a sense, you're simply having a delayed adolescence, the time for self-examination and experimentation that was cut short by your marriage. Give yourself time to think about fields which seem suitable to your abilities and interests. One study of college women found that those who'd experienced a period of self-examination and reflection about their goals and values were more likely to be in difficult fields of study than women who'd given little thought to their future. Talk to the career counseling personnel at the college you plan to attend, but most of the work of exploring possible fields of work will have to be done by you. Don't be afraid to admit it when you find one possible job area disappointing or unsuited to you.
Thank you, Dr. Brothers. You can hear Dr. Brothers again during the Johnny Michael Show this morning, and if you have a question you want Dr. Brothers to answer, just write to Ask Dr. Brothers, WMCA, New York 10017. 10 minutes before the news on the hour, Johnny Michaels and just 15, 100 proof.
Thank you.
isn't sleeping in my bed. How could it be Goldilocks with the big bad bear? I don't know. It's 7 before 10 o'clock. And as you may or may not know, this is my last show here at WMCA. And it's still kind of hard to believe. Is that all there is to the Ed Bear affair?
I remember when I was a little girl, our house caught on fire. I'll never forget the look on my father's face as he gathered me up in his arms and raced to the burning building out of the pavement. And I stood there, shivering in my pajamas, and watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to a fire? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friend, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all years old, my daddy took me to the circus, the greatest show on earth. There were clowns and elephants and dancing bears and a beautiful lady in pink tights flew high above our heads. And as I sat there watching, I had the feeling that something was missing. I don't know what, but when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to the circus? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friend, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze.
Years here, friends, at WMCA, and I got to tell you, I enjoyed working here so much because the people I work with are the best. It would take much too much time to name them all. You'd probably be bored anyway hearing about them, but I would like to thank my two engineers today, Bill Callahan and Frank Steele. They chipped in, bought some champagne that we're going to toast at 10 o'clock, and I would like to thank the boss, R. Peter Strauss, and our general manager, Steve Lubunsky, for 9 happy years here, and wish them and the whole staff the best of luck with their new format, Dialogue Radio 57, that starts on Monday morning. So what can I say? I hate long goodbyes. I let the music tell it all.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, you thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha-ha. Well, you just wait. They'll find you yet. And when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and
they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. Napoleon the 14th, wrapping up the Ed Baer Affair. I want to thank you all so much for listening for the 9 years I've been here. My best to the family, and we are going to have lunch sometime. 10 o'clock on WMCA New York, and Michael O'Neill has the news.
Just about now, police.
Number one last week, this week number two. Ain't no mountain high enough. WMCA with Jack Spector, 5 minutes away from 6 o'clock. A pollen count of 3, 75 degrees. And let's go back for a little goal, back to 67. First hit by the Box Tops, remember? The letter.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Long as it's a goal, I'm a going home. My baby, you wrote me a letter. How much money I gotta spend. Gotta get back to my baby. Don't let it go, I'm a-going home. My baby wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, listen, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. It's only days ago I'm a going home. My baby wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, listen, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, a ticket for an aeroplane.
in the letter is WMCA with Jack Spector. Number one this week was number five last week, and his wife has the number 25 record. That's Candy Staten with, let's see, what is the name of it? Oh, Stand By Your Man, right. And Clarence Carter has the number one record, Patches.
I was born and raised out in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me by the course deep down inside. He was hurt because he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely pays the bills we made. Oh, life let me lead him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would lead him back down. One day, Papa promised to his dying man, put his hands on my shoulder, then his tears he said. I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said. With tears in his eyes, on his eyes, he said, he said, Daddy, I'm depending on you. Rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, cause every day I had to work the field. But that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my Mama pray, Lord, give him strength to make another day.
Number one at WMCA, Clarence Carter with Patches. That's up from five last week. That's going to wrap it up for me as a disc jockey here at WMCA. And, of course, you know what happens Monday. Dialogue Radio 57 begins. And I'll be with you every day, Monday through Friday, from 6 to 7. And on Saturday from 5 to 7, we'll wrap a little bit, talk about sports, fight maybe once in a while. That's cool. It has been a ball, really. It has been over the past few years. And if you think I'm crushed by it, no, not really. I mean, I enjoy being a disc jockey. It's a gas. But I also enjoy sports and love it. You know, it's a field I know and I'm into. So give it a shot, will you? Monday at 6. Stay loose. Lug out, Street. I'm upon you.
Together.
6 o'clock, WMCA New York. News with Roy Wallace.
Dean Avenue Show, and it's that time. Right now, everybody is anticipating a big farewell speech. Now, we're not going to do any of that stuff. We may actually, which I hate to say, we may be back next week doing actors and actresses. If not, you know where I'm working. WMCA New York, it's 2 o'clock. The news now with Bill Reese, and then the other Italian, Johnny Michaels. And
And what do you say? I'd like to thank all the wonderful listeners who made it very warm for me and interesting and a lot of fun. And we hope that we brought you some pleasures in our, year and 9 months here, okay? And this will be the last radio program for a while. And watch the show, and we'll put on the best we can for it. Everybody's asking where and when. It'll be October 10th, 7 o'clock, on one of the local TV stations here. It'll also be shown in different cities, but not on the same day. But check with the TV guy. The name of the show is simply The Frankie Crosby Show. We don't pretend to be anything but what we are. It'll be entertainment, a lot of guests, and some dancing with me, and some choreography with some other people, and hope we can get some good things said that should be said, and get some groovy people on and give you a solid hour's entertainment. Okay? And I want to thank all the people who called in and play and done all the things, and everybody here that's made a groove for me. And, champagne and a cake. I mean, I can't leave. Well, isn't that nice? Ooh. Oh, wow. And with the Frankie Crocker National Anthem in the background, Sex Machine, we like to refer to it still as Love, Peace, Truth, and Soul. And it's something I said before that Sly had said, and that a lot of people were saying, and very few people listen. Don't hate anything, but hate itself. From one cat who's come on this side, been on the other side, still into it enough to dig what's happening.